interesting thing happening at History Colorado right now. We did talk about it a couple of weeks ago. They brought in a new state historian, Patty Limerick, and now History Colorado, it wants your ideas. Call for ideas. In a letter to the public, Patty said, quote, "As a Coloradan who appreciates the value of history in our lives, you have ideas, inspirations, and aspirations I should have in mind." So she wants to know what's on your mind. I mean, anything that jumps to mind for you guys in terms of exhibits that you might want to see in History Colorado?
Well, I've met Patty Limerick, haven't talked to her in a long, long time, but that's a great first step reach out to not just the Coloradans who live here and know these stories, who may be those rare natives, but all the people who are just getting in, who are trying to get a fresh look at this place, all the transplants into Colorado, trying to learn what is this place all about.
Yeah, and that's a good place to start. I actually need to get by there, and to answer your question, I need to go by and experience it a little bit more before I can, you know, contribute to
It's an amazing structure, and it hasn't been there that long. But one of the things that
12th and Broadway?
Yes, yeah. 12th and Broadway. And one of the things that I'm really interested in about Patty coming in is she is just no holds barred, right? I mean, she speaks her mind and says it like it is. So I think that we are in store for some rather edgy exhibits at coming up at History Colorado, where she's not afraid to look at the way, you know, Steve, you and I were talking about this before we came on the air, but some of the revisionist history that goes on. I mean,
it's all revisionist in my view. You get one side of the story and then new information comes out and, hey, this other side was never told. It's time for that side to be told.
Right. And then there's some that will never be told, period.
Well,
just because it wasn't passed along. The oral history sometimes it gets lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I would like to see something about Amache. That's one of those things that, you know, World War II, those internment camps for Japanese Americans, to know that we had one right here in Colorado.
Yes, we did.
Taking a really close look. I mean, I know Colorado Experience, our sister program, looked at it.
Yep.
But taking a real hard and deep look at that. I mean, what happened to those families whose lives were completely uprooted? I think it could be really interesting. Well, if you have ideas, you can go to historycolorado.org and submit them there.
Carrie Saldo with Arts District all over the place and on TV tonight, 7:30, Rocky Mountain PBS. Whew, thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome.